When a tenant stops paying rent, it typically ignites a battle that can leave a landlord without critical income for months. It's a long and often painful process that can end with a visit from the sheriff's office and the tenant out on the street. In the summer of 2020, a few months into the pandemic, Philadelphia launched a mandatory program designed to save both sides from that outcome. Landlords and tenants spent 30 days trying to settle their dispute outside of court before an eviction filing. While some cases still ended up before a judge, many of them were resolved without one, often with the help of emergency rental assistance. WHYY's Aaron Mozell spoke to tenants and landlords to find out how the program has impacted them.
Bruce Ticker knew some of his neighbors in his Northeast Philly apartment complex had gotten notices from the new owners about rents going up. He was still shocked when he got his notice in early May of this year. The rent for his one-bedroom place was going to be nearly twice as high.
Yeah, they said essentially in polite language, pay the $1,185 or we're going to kick you out.
Ticker is in his 70s, retired, and lives on a fixed income. There was no way he could afford the price hike, so he started working the phones, hoping to find someone who could quiet his fears of becoming homeless.
And in June, I finally got somebody from the Senior Law Center.
An attorney with the Legal Aid Group got the owners to the negotiation table thanks to the city's mandatory eviction diversion program. And under an agreement brokered over email, Ticker was able to remain in the apartment he's called home for nearly a decade at the same price he's paid for years. Ticker credits the program with keeping a roof over his head, at least for now. His lease runs out at the end of April.
I'm hopeful we can work something out, at the very least. But, of course, my attorney might have other ideas, better ideas, and I definitely want to talk to her before I do anything.
Since September 2020, more than 7,000 tenants have been able to stay in their homes as a result of direct negotiations supported by the program. Another 3,000 landlord-tenant pairs have participated in mediation sessions facilitated by a neutral party. Nearly 80% of those disputes were resolved with an agreement outside of court, some after a landlord agreed to extend a deadline or be paid in a series of installments, others after a tenant agreed to move out. Nancy Giacomini is the mediation manager at Good Shepherd Mediation, the nonprofit the city hired to help run the program. She says most of the agreements reached through mediation come after a single one-hour session, usually because neither party really wants to go to court, which can be a time-consuming and expensive process.
Part of the reason I think the diversion program works is because we've given tenants and landlords and property managers and agents an option that's not the most escalated process to resolve something.
Giacomini says more often than not, the conversations are civil, containing more empathy than rancor.
I've had many tenants say back to a landlord that they know, I'm really sorry. Like, I desperately want to make this work and pay you. I really don't want to leave, and I don't know how to make it happen. On the other side, I've had landlords cry in that space because they just hate to be in this predicament that they don't know how to get out of. It's a rental relationship. It's a business relationship that can also be quite personal.
Shaylin Martin handles eviction cases for landlords. In the past, her work usually ended with an appearance at landlord-tenant court.
Okay, apply for eviction. You get a court date within 4 to 5 weeks. So let's say that's a month. You get to your court date, you sit in front of the judge. The judge may say 30 to 90 days that the tenant gets. So now we might be looking at 3 to 4 months. If the tenant does not move out by that date, you have to go back to court within 11 days of that date. Then wait for the sheriff to call you. That could take anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks lately. And then they'll give you a date. That might be another week. So now we're looking at 4 to 5 months by the time the sheriff actually comes out. So you could be looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 months. But with this eviction diversion process, I feel like it's been less than 2 months.
Now she's attending mediation sessions on her client's behalf, and none of those cases have ended up before a judge. The program does have its critics, though. Greg Wortman leads the city's largest advocacy group for landlords and property managers. It's called HAPCO. Wortman's big complaint is that the program lacks teeth, particularly when it comes to financial agreements to repay back rent.
So here we are. We negotiated this thing. We lost, what, 30 to 45 days. We come up with an agreement. Tenant reneges on the agreement. You're back to square one. What? What?
A landlord I spoke with shared a similar complaint. Wortman also says the latest version of the program, which aims to settle all landlord-tenant disagreements, not just rent disputes, should not be mandatory because mediation doesn't work in every case.
In other words, you have a tenant. He's driving all the tenants, your good tenants, crazy, and you want to get rid of them. Their lease is up. Time to get rid of them. What am I going to diversion for?
Changes could be coming to the program, but for now it remains in place as a free but mandatory process. In October, Philadelphia City Council passed legislation that extends the program through June 2024. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.